Meet a company trying to train up a more diverse generation of startup founders. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, Demystifying the Digital Economy. I'm Molly Wood. Only about 1% of venture capital-backed startup founders are Black, according to CB Insights data. Even fewer are Black women or Latino. There's not a lot of age diversity, geographic diversity, and underrepresented founders don't always have access to the networks or the training programs that can help them get startup funding. Mandela Dixon is a former public school teacher, startup founder, and was a mentor for entrepreneurs at the VC firm Kapor Capital. About a year ago, she created Founder Gym, which is an online-only training program for would-be startup founders. I talked to her at the AfroTech conference last week in San Francisco.
Just like if you want to be a lawyer, you go to law school. If you want to be a doctor, you go to medical school, right? But there is no school for people who want to be venture capital-backed startup founders. And oftentimes, the schools that are formed are informal, right, by your networks. And a lot of underrepresented founders don't have the people in their networks who've raised venture capital, who've been venture capitalists. So we're literally creating kind of from the ground up this first ever curriculum specifically tailored to meet the needs and have a deep level of empathy for the lived experiences of underrepresented founders.
So tell me about the tailoring. Like, what is different about the message that you give to underrepresented founders?
Yeah, one of the first activities we do is actually called Differences as Strengths. And it really is an activity for founders to reflect on what makes them unique, how because you didn't grow up where these other people grew up, because you went to different schools and were exposed to different things, that your purview is different in the world and that you're able to see problems other people don't even know exist. And that's a competitive advantage because most people out there are you. Most people out there are not from affluent backgrounds. And so the problems that you're going to go out and solve will actually help the majority of people.
Since it's online only, talk to me about the network building, because I know that's a big thing that people talk about when they come out of an accelerator and they're with a class.
Oh, yeah.
And they really have this sort of like, we were all Eagle Scouts together.
Yeah.
Bond.
It's huge.
How do you create that in an online experience?
Great question. So that's actually one of the biggest things I underestimated. My original hypothesis for Founder Gym was that it was a curriculum. It was a language barrier. That the reason people were not succeeding here from certain groups was because they didn't speak the language. But what I gravely underestimated was that people were looking for a community. These individuals, again, they're onlys in their world. They may be the only Black or brown or like LGBTQ or older founder in their circle. And so how we structure network, we're very intentional. We do affinity groups on a weekly basis. We also do peer trainings. So it's not just the expert trainers who have the knowledge. We actually elevate the founders within our community to train each other.
Mandela Dixon is founder and CEO of Founder Gym. Incubators and accelerators for underrepresented founders are becoming more common, although experts say it'll be hard to change the industry for good until the venture capitalists themselves become more diverse. And now for some related links. I did find some hopeful news about the tech industry, relatively speaking. An op-ed in Entrepreneur magazine from about a week ago notes a big upsurge in the number of events focused on women and investment. Partly because successful women entrepreneurs are funding the next generation of founders, and also because we're just talking about it a lot. Still, only 2% of VC funding went to women at all in 2017, far less to women of color. But it's a good read. Find it at our website, marketplacetech.org. And before we go, a super quick story that you might have missed in all the Amazon hubbub earlier this week. Google is not to be outdone. It said it also plans to double its workforce in New York City over the next 10 years, reminding us that the ranks of the underrepresented in the tech industry are also anyone who's not in about 4 major metropolitan areas. A recent report on venture capital activity from PitchBook and the National Venture Capital Association included what it said was a shift in attention towards startups in non-coastal regions of the country. The report noted, quote, "This trend hasn't quite surfaced in the data yet, but positive sentiment and interest are emerging." We'll see. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Hi, I'm Zach, and I listen to Marketplace in Arlington, Virginia. I think what I appreciate the most about Marketplace is their ability to take the economic news of the day, issues such as tariffs, rate hikes, and tax reform, cut through the political noise, and clearly and concisely explain not only how these issues affect our country and the rest of the world, but how they impact people like me. I hope you'll consider joining me as a Marketplace investor and donate today at marketplace.org to help make their work possible.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.